Brought to you by Right From the Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Look at that, full phone lines. We appreciate that on a Tuesday. As soon as we get to one question and that caller is no longer on hold, you can call and get on that line, 404-726-0929. We'll start with, well, how do you not? We'll start with Kay the Great in Decatur. Hello, Kay the Great.
What's up, y'all? It's Tay, T-A-Y-E.
Oh, Tay.
But no,
Sorry, Tay.
Yeah, Tay. Yeah, it's no problem. It's no problem. But I was just calling to say the first thing was for Andy and Randy. And I don't get, crazy thing when I'm talking about the mothers. But I feel the same way like your mother said, Randy. I'm mad at y'all short at the beginning. Y'all cut me out, too. So tell them they're absolutely correct. And I just wanted to agree. I'm the one who said they can't say Randy without saying Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy Randy
right.
Ridday show.
That's
yeah.
Great,
but anyway,
great.
I just want to tell y'all big ups, man. I love the show. Like I said, y'all keep us going every day. And what's the grade on the draft?
Get out of here. Nobody want
to. All right, thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Andy, grade?
A+.
Okay.
They made all their picks. They didn't miss one, did they?
No. They didn't pull a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty good. All the guys were eligible for the draft.
Yep.
And they got them. And it seems like they haven't signed them all yet, but hopefully they do. And, you know, as far as that goes, I'm pretty positive. I don't know. I'm not going to give a real grade because who knows?
Exactly. They ain't played the football game yet.
I'll ask you. You want to go back and grade, like, the first Terry Fontenot draft, now that they've all played a handful of years? Like, you
okay,
could actually do that?
We can do that.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Maybe we can do that, yeah.
Because I don't have it in front of me, but obviously we know who the number four pick was. But, that's the real – you could do that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They've all played the rookie contract pretty much.
Yep. That's going to be hard. You know that's going to be hard. You know that's going to be hard for me, but I'll get through it.
I don't think it's going to be that hard.
real quick, Andy.
I think it's going to be pretty easy.
Andy, Braves news. A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to start tonight.
All right. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
As much as the Ian Anderson story or whatever.
They designated him for assignment.
Yeah, I don't think that. Okay, fair. Okay, so now they just have to hope he clears waivers again, and then they can send him down to Gwinnett, and maybe he can start working on getting it right. But, yeah, I like that. A.J. Smith-Shawver is the one that should be starting.
Exactly.
So, all right, hopefully pitch is good tonight. The Rockies are really bad. Andrew is in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Considering we've got a few buffer days from the whole Jack Spring phone call experience, I hope this question is within good taste, and I want to share one experience I had real quick. So the question is, what's the most kind of like notable prank you did maybe like in your adolescence or even in your adult years? And mine was when we were in high school, we would call into like the local, like local channel home shopping network to see how long we could keep them on the phone. And whoever got the longest, time on the phone with them before they hung up on us kind of won that competition. There was one regarding a vacuum, and obviously being, young kids or, young-minded children talking about suction and whatnot.
Sure.
You could probably take it from there.
Uh-huh.
So what's the most notable prank perhaps you did when you were a kid?
All right, Andrew. Best prank?
Well, that wasn't a prank. That was pulled on Shador.
Yeah, important to state that. That wasn't a prank.
That was not a prank.
That was just a dumb jerk being a dumb jerk.
Yes. God, man. Like, the best are, like, the rookie pranks. But, like, I always was, whatever was asked of me, I pretty much did it. It wasn't a big deal. But, like, I mean, just the throwing of the clothes in the cold tub, taping them to the goalpost. Now, the one I didn't like, but it was funny after the fact, was when they like dumped it and they literally brought in like this tractor and it had flour on it in the little thing.
Okay.
And dumped the flour on the kid's car.
Okay.
Dude.
Oh, that sounds like a mess.
Oh my God. It was like a brand new red. Remember the new body Corvettes came out?
Uh-huh.
Oh man. Oh man.
How do you get that clean?
I don't. Hey, he took it to the car wash, but I'm just talking about just the mess it left all over the damn park. Like,
that's
Coach,
terrible.
I didn't participate in it. Coach cussed our ass out like we did, though.
All right, so I'm gonna make the same caveat on the story I'm gonna tell, because I don't know that I've ever actually executed a great prank myself. But when I was in high school, I was a junior, and like the senior class would always try to do a prank. My senior class, we didn't do one. We didn't have the creativity, I guess. But the senior class, when I was a junior, got one of those like industrial size rolls of saran wrap from Costco. You ever seen those?
Yes.
It's a huge roll of Saran wrap. And the principal at the time would park his giant pickup truck on the sidewalk next to the school. I don't know why he would park there. It wasn't a parking spot. I guess he was the principal, so he thought he could. I guess he could do it because he did it every day. They Saran wrapped his truck.
Damn.
Yeah. It was like just layers and layers and layers of Saran wrap around his truck.
But I see all these senior pranks because I know and it baffles
me. Pretty funny.
It baffles me because I saw one and the students broke into the teacher's house and was sleeping on the floor when she woke up.
Okay.
I was like, that's trespassing.
That's dangerous.
That's trespassing.
You could get,
I'm going to have y'all ass arrested.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, worse. Like, what if the person freaks out because you're breaking into their house and something terrible
happened? Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I know. It's a fine line on pranks, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fine line. Justin is in Athens. Hey, Justin. Justin's gone. Somebody find Justin. I hope he's okay. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right, what's up, fellas? So I got a driving gripe. So when we get up in the morning, just follow me. We gotta have license, insurance, registration, and we can get a ticket for not wearing seatbelts. And I heard you guys say, Randy, you're not even supposed to wear slides. So these damn people on bicycles and skateboards and stuff downtown at the red light, pointing which way, it drives me nuts, man. You don't have nothing. I just said you have to have in the car, and you'll get hurt worse getting hit on the bike. I just want to take y'all take on that, man.
Randy?
My take on bikers, they are annoying to me. They are. Get your ass out of the way.
Yeah, I wish that...
Get your ass out of the way.
I wish that there was better, like bike accommodations, you know? Because you can't ride on the sidewalk,
no.
Right? And when you ride in the road... You do slow traffic down, get in the way. It's really dangerous. You know, some places have really good, like, bike lanes and stuff like that so people can commute on bikes, which I think is great.
Yeah.
But we don't really have that.
Yeah.
And I would just say, like, man, if you commute via bike in Atlanta, just be safe. It seems like a real dangerous choice, you know?
Yes.
Like,
I mean,
it's dangerous to drive in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Let alone trying to get to and from wherever it is that you're going on a bicycle. But yeah, some cities invest a lot of money in infrastructure for that.
Oh.
A lot of those cities also have good public transportation.
Hey,
they
Andy,
don't have any of that.
Andy, real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got an email right from Georgia. And this is the bold print. Make a gift and name a squirrel.
Okay. So, right. I mean, what is, I assume.
It's a stuffed squirrel.
Oh.
Yeah, but this is the first thing I saw.
Yeah.
I had to look at that, scroll down, and it's a stuffed squirrel.
I was assuming they're going to let you name, because campuses have tons of squirrels.
Yes.
On. They always have squirrels on.
Yes.
I thought maybe they're going to let you name a squirrel on the Georgia campus.
Yeah. I was like, hold on, what? Name a damn squirrel.
Make a gift. A lot of damn nerve these colleges have. Boston
yeah.
University, I get to make a gift email from Boston University once a week.
$70?
I am making a gift.
$70.
I make a gift to the Nelnet student loan people once a month, okay? And the reason I make a gift to them is because they made a gift to you 10 years ago and paid you all that damn tuition money for me to go there, okay?
Yes.
And maybe someday when it's all said and done, I'll make another gift, but probably not. I think you guys are doing fine. Mo is in Columbus.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hi, Mo.
Hey, I just got to tell y'all, between yesterday and today, man, y'all have had some knee slappers, bro. Y'all had me hollering yesterday. And then with the guinea pimp, oh, my God. So, wifey is not feeling too well. She had a root canal, and her whole face is swollen up. So,
be
I took
careful,
the day off
Mo,
of work.
Mo, be careful.
I'm not going to say nothing crazy.
Okay.
I took the day off to make sure that I was here so she didn't have to get out the bed. She didn't have to do nothing. So she's been asleep most of the day. It's been an easy day for me so far. I know when she wake up, I'm going to have to get to work. When was the last time your significant other was sick and you had to take care of the house, and how did that go? And Andy, why are you against whoopings? Because I heard you say that you don't give out whoopings. And is that going to change with Jack?
Oh no, I'm not going to hit my kids.
Oh no, I don't spank my kids. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't. Yeah, yeah. It's not that I'm against them You can do what you want.
Yeah,
I decided a long time ago not to spank my
kids.
Yeah,
do what you want to do, but I'm not going to be hitting my kids.
Yeah, that's just my thing.
Yeah.
But, I don't let on when I'm sick or anything. So if I'm down and sick, that means I'm damn near on my deathbed.
Hey, you know what? You are, that is true. You are very good at powering through it. I don't know you've ever missed a day here for being sick. You've been here with migraines before, which is outrageous.
No.
I got to say, I think I deserve a little bit of credit for powering through last week.
You did, dog.
Because I sounded like garbage.
You were fine.
And on Tuesday and Wednesday, I didn't feel very good either.
But the thing about you is, like, you're bad, though. But
when I don't feel good, I'm nothing. I'm like, I'm going to lay down and see you guys.
And I can tell you. And then because I tell you, whenever my phone dings or I get a message that early, it's either my mama or you're sick.
Yeah, but remember, it's not like I call out sick a lot.
No, but I'm just saying, because you remember, it used to be my mama.
Uh-huh.
And so then I was like, oh, that ain't about her mom. I'll get back to her. And I was like, oh, Andy's sick. But this is what I'm saying. You powered. I was so proud of you.
Thank you, Randy. That's all I wanted.
Yeah, I was so proud. Because I was like, this man is powering through it. And you didn't sound bad.
I brought my tea to work.
Yeah.
Had my little mug, you know.
You look fine.
You didn't even make fun of me for it. I had a thermos.
I'm going to stop making fun of people, all right?
Because please don't do that.
I have to. Because I thought Gordo was going to fight me last week because I was talking about him eating them nuggets. What you talking about, man? I just had some nuggets.
Yeah, he was a little taken aback by your nugget slander.
Yeah.
He was like, what was I supposed to get? And I was like, you were supposed to get whatever you wanted. You don't have to listen to Randy's opinions on your food. He's not eating it. You can eat it. He was like, what? I got nuggets. Randy was looking at him crazy. Everybody's supposed to get. He went to Chick-fil-A, you know? You get like nuggets.
But no, when my wife is sick, oh, dude, it's a whole thing. It is. I got to make soup. I got the tray. I think she bought that tray just for that. Yeah, tray with a baby. Can you give me add? Can you do that? Yes.
Yeah, my wife is kind of like you in that, like, she tries to power through it and tries to act like she's not sick. I kind of have to tell her. I'm like,
yeah, lay down.
Go lay down and, you know, take this and really take care of yourself. So instead of it taking a week and a half for you to get better, it'll take 3 days. Like, because, you know, her schedule is better than it used to be, but it's still, she still gets up at the crack of dawn. She's still tired all the time. So it's like, you know, it's hard to get better when you don't get a lot of sleep. So just go lay down. Go lay down. Take some NyQuil. Zonk out. I'll take care of these two crazy kids. Yeah. We're good. We got it.
They're mine.
They might eat nuggets for dinner tonight, you know?
Mine did.
They might eat nuggets every night this week if you're sick. That's fine. I could cook if I have to. Or maybe I'll just make nuggets. All right, Ryan's in South Carolina. Hey, Ryan.
All right, so I know you guys take pride in whenever you're given an interview and they say that's a great question.
We do.
Well, now it's got me excited every time one of y'all's interview a person says great question. I'm like, hell yeah, guys. Well, last Friday when y'all was doing the interview with GM Terry, it was like first question. He was like, that's an excellent question. I was like, yeah, guys, off the ripper, doing great. And then the second question, he says it. He says, that's a great question. And it got me thinking, and he did it on the third one, too. I was like, is Terry just being nice, or does he really think that these are excellent questions?
Or is he in on it?
My question for you guys is, did the excitement let off after he kept telling y'all there were great questions, or was it just a W the whole time?
I have a question.
I have a question
during that, because I noticed it, too, and I had a question for you, Andy.
Yeah.
Because when we're in studio and the guest is on the phone and they say, ask a question, you do the dance.
Yep.
Were you tempted to do it in front of Terry?
I was furious that I couldn't. because he's sitting there with us, and if I would have started doing a dance, that would have distracted from the answer and probably would have derailed the whole interview. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to, because you did. You got one on your first question. I got one on my first question, and back and forth. I half wondered by the end of it if Terry got a tip, because, you know, David Bassidy's always listening. He knows he knows the bits. He was like, they really like it when you say great question. Maybe he was in on it, and he's trying to gas us up. I don't know. I will say this, in all seriousness, two things. I did want to dance when he said great question, so yes.
Okay.
Secondly, I've never gotten more people, both from listeners and from coworkers, reach out about an interview that we've done than that one.
Because we kicked ass, we always do.
People really liked that interview.
I was dancing for y'all.
I do think we did a pretty good job.
Every question was a great question. Y'all knocked it out the park.
They did a pretty good job. We did a pretty good job. All right, yeah. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Again, big shout out to Killian Auto Service for getting me right there. I do appreciate it. Thank y'all, fellas, for working with me and everything like that. Andy's pendulum can't swing. and Mariah Carey is the Andrew Jones of music.
Yeah, let her in the hall, man. Put her in the Hall of Fame. We found out that Chubby Checker did the remix to The Twist.
Yes.
The first remix ever.
Yes.
All times. Nothing's worse than shout braids. Abe's bones are meaty. And Bunk ain't no hothead, but he will get turnt.
Yes, he will.
He's also suffering right now from early onset excitement.